Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Pabritello Publications. And today I have a special guest, Steve Sinna. Hi, Steve. Glad you can join us for the latest Wireside Chat.
Yeah, hi. It's great to be here. I was actually on the, I was interviewed on the radio show when it first launched, probably back in 2012. And then even after that, I participated in one of the early expert panels in May of 2013. So it's good to be back on air with you.
So what's changed for you over the last 12 to 13 years, Steve?
Well, when we last talked, I had already achieved a very broad exposure to the industry. I worked for some of the leading providers in process controls, like QCS, DCS, cross-direction controls, advanced process controls, and then I had moved into the information systems layer for MES and planning and scheduling, which is primarily trim optimization. And then I went to work for a packaging producer, packaging materials. Then I was in power distribution, which is low voltage control, medium voltage control, motor controls. I dabble a little bit into drive controls. So, I mean, that I had that broad exposure before the first interview, but since my original interview with the radio show, I spent quite a few years in process chemistry, and that was primarily focused on the tissue assets in the industry. And that just added to my long list of categories that I've had exposure to. But the last 10 years have been really interesting because I transitioned over into the world of what I would call like the consumption side of packaging, which was logistics and supply chain and packaging services. Packaging services being more of the verb of packaging. Most people listening to this might be thinking of packaging as a noun, but there's a lot of action in packaging. It's the services that gets the consumer products, household items, toys, food, gets it into their packaging and into the channels, and the retail channels that are in a format that is needed by those retail channels. So essentially brands were my new customer, not paper manufacturers. They happen to be our suppliers of all the packaging that we would consume.
And we'll be back right after this message.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
And we're back with our Wireside Chat interview with Steve Sinna.
So when you say consumption side of the business, what do you mean?
Well, we were buying, millions of square feet of boxes and labels and primary cartons and film from the companies that produce them to incorporate into the finished good that my company was producing. So, what that meant was I got to see how paper companies represented themselves to their customers, which was me. So I worked with the like the board and print salespeople and their respective designers. So I was, you know, that's way different than working with the process engineers, superintendents, and mill managers that I was kind of used to in all my prior roles. But it just gives you a whole new perspective on some companies. You could really tell who was customer-oriented versus just having capacity and scale. So, you know, I could see innovations better than in that consumption side than what is apparent on a reel and a paper mill. You know, we had to deal with things like jams and equipment from boxes and cartons. And so product uniformity became the utmost importance to us. And color matching was very, very important to us. And we also had to calculate tremendous yield losses by just the way boxes and cartons were stacked on pallets. You know, we would suffer 2 to 5% yield loss. So we had to incorporate that into our pricing. So it was just a wonderful experience for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes part one of our Wireside Chat interview with Steve Senna. Tune in again next month for part two. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.